Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korea is threatening to scuttle next month's planned summit between it and the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It's an apparent about-face after a flurry of diplomatic outreach. North Korean state media says the Trump summit may be scrapped because of annual joint military exercises between Washington and Seoul. A top North Korean official later said his nation is no longer interested in a one-sided negotiation where it's pressured to give up its nuclear weapons, saying it will respond appropriately if the Trump administration approaches the summit with a truthful intent to improve relations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was likely used as a weapon in Syria. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has released details of a report into the chlorine use, but doesn't say which side in the fighting used it. The group says the fighting took place in the Syrian town of Sarakeb in early February, the latest case of poison gas being unleashed in Syria's civil war. The probe comes amid the OPCW's investigation into another attack 2 months later in Douma, near the capital Damascus, a much larger attack that triggered US, British and French strikes against government posts in Syria a week later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Palestinian Foreign Ministry has recalled its ambassadors to four European countries to protest their participation in a party celebrating the opening of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. Ambassadors to Romania, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Austria were being called home. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The president of the European Council said EU member states will aim to work towards a united European front on the Iran nuclear deal and on U.S. trade tariffs, two key topics at a Western Balkan summit in Bulgaria.
We need a united European front. I want leaders to reconfirm that the EU sticks to the deal as long as Iran does. The deal is good for European and global security, which is why we must maintain it.
Donald Tusk also pledged to protect European companies from the negative consequences of the U.S. withdrawing from the agreement. Jailed Malaysian reformist Anwar Ibrahim was granted a full pardon and freed on Wednesday, capping dramatic changes in the Southeast Asian country since the government was ousted in an election upset last week. Reuters' Dhruv Tikekar has more.
Malaysia's king granted a full pardon to jailed reformist Anwar Ibrahim on Wednesday after his alliance's shock victory in the general election. The 70-year-old politician was jailed 4 years ago on his second sodomy charge, which he says was politically motivated. On Wednesday, he walked free out of a hospital in Kuala Lumpur where he'd been undergoing treatment for his shoulder. According to Anwar's daughter, the pardon was based on the grounds that the conviction was a miscarriage of justice and makes him eligible to participate in politics again.
That was Reuters' Dhruv Tikekar. India's Home Ministry says government troops in disputed Kashmir have been asked to stop counterinsurgency operations during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. VOA's Philip Alexio has those details.
In a series of tweets on Wednesday, the ministry said the decision was made so that Muslims can observe the holy month in a peaceful environment. Another tweet said Indian troops reserve the right to retaliate if attacked or if essential to protect the lives of innocent people. No rebel group fighting against Indian rule immediately issued any statement about the announcement. Nuclear-armed India and Pakistan each administer part of Kashmir, but each claim it in its entirety. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Reuters reports the first batch of experimental Ebola vaccines to combat an outbreak of Ebola suspected to have killed 20 people arrived in Congo's capital of Kinshasa on Wednesday. The health ministry said a vaccination program would start on the weekend in Democratic Republic of Congo's northwestern Equator province, where dozens of others cases are suspected to have been infecting individuals. However, labs have only confirmed tests on two individuals. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.